last year, for the first time in Kent County since we've been doing this surveillance, we found no human case. So maybe some of these efforts are starting to pay off.
Keeping the West Nile virus at bay and away from local residents is a goal of the Kent County Health Department. Communications Manager Steve Kelso says their annual monitoring and surveillance efforts can provide useful information.
What we do is we go out and we set up a bunch of traps in pre-designated zip codes in Kent County. They collect mosquitoes. The mosquitoes are taken back on Thursday back to our lab.
Once back at the lab, Kelso says experts do detailed testing, which would then show the presence of West Nile. And if it is found, it is then shipped to a lab and verified independently.
But more importantly, if we find it, we can say to the municipality and people who live in that zip code, hey, look, we know West Nile virus is in your neighborhood now. You should start wearing long sleeve clothes, dump that water out of your backyard, do things now to avoid being bit by mosquitoes because we know that virus is here.
And while that information could prompt residents to take the recommended action, it could also help set the course for the future.
All of this information is overlaid onto a national database, and then through that we can chart the progress of where West Nile is spreading.
And if talk of West Nile has you wondering about the Zika virus, Kelso says they will also set up specialized traps for mosquitoes that carry the Zika virus as well, although he says they do not anticipate finding it here in Michigan. However, the information they gather will be added into the same national database to be used by the Centers for Disease Control in its efforts. Jennifer Moss, WGVU News.